So, we're going to take you to the Word. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to put the light on in a minute. Because the Day of Atonement is very clear in the Word of God. And I don't want you to start thinking that it's just an attitude. It really isn't. I want to take you to Exodus chapter 23. You say, we haven't entered the realm of the Spirit yet. We have been, believe me. Exodus 23, verse 14. This is the Holy Spirit working. He's working, and he's setting up his calendar. He's letting us know there were three festivals. Verse 14. Three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Who's the me? Yeah. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. As I commanded you, do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib. Doesn't say April. Does it say Abib? For in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruit of the crops you sow in your field. That's Pentecost. Celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year. When you gather in your crops from the fields. 17. Three times a year, all the men are to appear before the sovereign Lord. Did you hear? Is it conditional?
No.
Do not cook, etc., etc. It gives you a lot of, verse 19 might be helpful. Go back. I'm sorry. 19, bring the best of the first fruit of your soil to the house of the Lord your God, etc. And you can read the next level, but it might be wise to see some of the benefits, which you will find in verse 25. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Did you hear that? Who does the work? The Lord. And none will miscarry or be barren in your land. That includes animals and people. I will give you a full lifespan. Meaning you're not going to die ahead of schedule.
Amen.
I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. Is that what it says? I will send the hornets ahead of you to drive the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites out of your way. But I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and wild, animals too numerous for you. Verse 30 is very important. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. I will establish your borders, etc. He is doing all these things in us now, but it's at a different level. Is he regarnishing his temple, which is you? Mm-hmm. Now's the time to take a new attitude. It's time to accelerate into the things of the Lord so that we will make it to the finish line. That's the whole purpose of this feast. It is time to regather our thoughts and say, okay, God, I know now that I need to go higher. And my attitude, my way of thinking, how you have established me and what you're expecting of me to do is all up to me to say yes to. You've made a decision to come and celebrate this feast tonight.
to acknowledge him as Lord and King. Changing your mind can be done by a choice. And what I would like to do in the next few minutes is to have you close your Bibles, because you've got the ammunition right now. Okay?
Oh, wait a minute. I have one more. I'm sorry. I forgot. Lord, forgive me. Nehemiah. Chapter 9. On the 20, verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth, and having dust on their heads in repentance. Though those of the Israelites' descent had separated themselves from all the foreigners, they stood in their places and confessed their sins and the wickedness of their fathers. Did they have problems with ancestors? How many of you had perfect fathers? Well, in God's sight, if they were perfect, you don't need to say a word when you come to the table of the Lord. But if you saw flaws in your ancestors, including your mom and dad or grandparents, you confess their sin that you know. And even if you get a press in your heart to confess something that, for instance, I'll give you an example. I know that some of my ancestors bowed to the spirit of fear instead of obeying the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I will give you a little bit of testimony in a moment. Verse 3, they stood where they were and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of a day, and spent another quarter in confessing and in worshiping the Lord their God, standing on their stairs, etc., 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 and you can read the rest. What I'm getting at is we need to be able to say, Holy Spirit, show me what they did wrong. Show me what I did wrong. And then I will confess it as not only their sin, but mine, because sometimes we carry it. Okay? How many have ever seen some of their actions or reactions be like mom and dad, or both?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. You can relate. This is many years ago, in the middle 90s or early 90s. And we had been drawn to go where I was born. I was born on a farm in the very beautiful, beautiful building. It was at one time a hotel, which you would probably call a bed and breakfast of today. Big mansion, built in the late 1800s. And the Holy Spirit had shown me something that had happened in one of the family members. So I said to my brother, we need to take a ride to where we were born because we need to pray over the land. And you've had me share this before, and different people probably heard this story, but to make it short, I had brought some oil, and we poured some oil on the land, not necessarily where the house was because it had burned down and somebody else owns the property, but we did it on the side of the road, right next to, in fact, we went into the field a little bit. And the anointing was so incredibly strong because my brother and I held hands, and both of us are ready to fall over under the Lord's power. And as we poured the oil on the land, we asked God to forgive what the Lord had showed me. We got to his house about an hour later, and we were still trembling from what God had done. And we took Holy Communion, and as we were about to take Holy Communion, the Lord said to me, your great uncle was a Roman Catholic priest, and there's things that he chose to do that you need to repent of. So I didn't make it public. I just said to my brother and his wife, we need to pray for uncle. And I knew his name because I'm named after him. And so we prayed for Uncle Eli, or Elijah in English. And we did. We asked God to forgive him for whatever decisions he had made under pressure. And we asked God to set him free from any fear tactics that had controlled him, that he bowed to maybe a religious system or whatever, but we asked God to do that. And then we took communion for him. You say, why? Yeah, I'll tell you why in a minute. When we did that, the anointing again entered the room. And the three of us were conscious that God had done something. 2 days later, my sister-in-law calls me and she says, Kim, I woke out of a sound sleep last night and I sat straight up in bed and I knew that I knew that the uncle we prayed for was in the room. And I saw him. She says, I never seen him. Do you know what he looks like? I said, I've seen him when I was a very young boy, but that's all I know. And she says, well, he did not speak, but he smiled and then disappeared. Are you ready? Go to Hebrews. One more scripture. Book of Hebrews. You need to know that what you do here tonight will have reactions in the realm of the Spirit. As you obey, don't go on a head trip. Because if you do, you'll get only head trip results.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but if I don't give you a good foundation, you're going to be on, well, I wonder what that was all about. Because if we do it by faith, we'll get great results. Verse 31. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what's more, shall I say, I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Verse 33, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Gained what was promised. Who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weaknesses was turned to strength. How many of you have weaknesses? Will they turn to strength? Yes, they will. And who became powerful in the battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Did you hear? Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might again or gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. Stephen was stoned. Amen? They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. 39, very important. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Verse 40. God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made. Would they be made? Oh, you mean I have something to do in order to bring my ancestors to perfection? You bet your bottom dollar. That's what the scripture said, and it doesn't lie. When that phone call came about my uncle, there was a joy in me that I can't explain. Why? Because we had obeyed the Holy Spirit. John chapter 5, Jesus never did anything to please himself. He only did what he heard the Father speak or saw the Father do. What am I saying? I'm asking you now to take a quiet moment. And when you do, go to the Holy Spirit and say, you are the counselor. Bring to my heart any corner of areas that are in me that need to be what? repented of, or changed, to get a new attitude, to get his heart on this case. Not your heart, his heart. Close your eyes. Close your Bibles. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to put your two hands in the air. In submission, say, Father,
Father,
we're giving in to your spirit tonight.
I
don't want my way.
I
want your way.
I want your way.
I don't want to do it the way I like.
I don't want to do it the way I
like. Or even the comfort level.
Or even the comfort level.
I want to do it.
I want to do it.
Just like the people did.
Just like the people did.
In the days of old, on the day of repentance.
In the days of old.
The day of atonement.
The day of atonement.
Is really here for tonight.
Is really here for
tonight. To take me higher.
To take me higher.
And to taste.
And to taste.
Of the things that you want me to confess.
Of the things that you want me to confess.
Not only for me.
Not only for me.
But going back.
But going back.
As many generations as needed.
I want new freedom,
Lord.
I
want that new beginning.
I want that new beginning.
I don't want to be looking at old stuff.
I don't want to be looking at old stuff.
Jesus' blood already washed me.
Jesus' blood already washed me.
So I am righteous.
So I am righteous.
But I still carry some of the old stuff in me.
I still carry some of the old stuff.
And it's got to go.
And it's got to go.
It's now.
It's now.
It's the time.
It's the time.
It's the moment.
It's the moment.
So that I can be recreated.
So that I can be recreated.
In the image and likeness of my Savior Jesus.
In the image and likeness of my Savior Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.